From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The daily talks between President Obama and congressional leaders are yielding no significant progress toward a deal on reducing the deficit and raising the federal debt limit. So the GOP leader in the Senate is proposing to uncouple those two goals. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the proposal is aimed at heading off a default that could delay government checks to Social Security and Medicare recipients, to military personnel, and put new stress on the U.S. economy.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has offered a backup plan that would allow the government to keep paying its bills. In effect, McConnell's plan would let the president raise the debt ceiling on his own in three installments.
I think that it gives the president two more opportunities to focus on this problem and maybe reach an agreement with us.
The White House didn't exactly endorse McConnell's plan, but it did welcome the senator's confirmation that a government default is not an option. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The safety of energy resources in the U.S. is getting new scrutiny today. A report by a panel convened by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is calling for more safeguards for U.S. reactors after the nuclear disaster in Japan this spring. The NRC begins a three-day meeting on nuclear safeguards today. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what do we know about this report?
Craig, we should have details later today on the report set for release, but already the NRC says it contains 12 recommendations to increase safety and to redefine the level of public health protection that is seen as acceptable.
So if safety is a concern with nuclear power, what concerns remain regarding offshore oil development after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, they're still out there. Some of the biggest worries now involve potential offshore drilling in deep, cold Arctic waters off Alaska, because pressure is mounting to develop energy resources there, especially with concerns about nuclear. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is here speaking at a conference on that topic in Washington, acknowledging safety risks, especially after the Gulf spill, which was in much more accessible waters than the remote Arctic sites.
There can be no mistakes along the way. We've got one chance to get it right. An accident such as the spill that shut down the Gulf of Mexico last year could be the end of offshore Arctic energy production.
Now, Murkowski and environmental groups I've spoken with all say there's a lack of coherent policy and a lack of Coast Guard presence, and the environmentalists say more research and planning are needed, plus many more safeguards. And that topic coming up also now with nuclear energy.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. Thousands of people have turned out in Afghanistan for the funeral of the half-brother of the country's president, Hamid Karzai, Ahmed Wali Karzai, assassinated by a close confidant yesterday. A tearful Hamid Karzai reportedly climbed into the grave at one point to kiss his brother's forehead. He then appealed to the Taliban to stop the violence. This is NPR News from Washington. Britain's parliament is poised to demand that media mogul Rupert Murdoch give up on his plan to take control of a major broadcaster in that country. Larry Miller reports lawmakers are still angry over revelations about the tactics used by a tabloid paper owned by Murdoch.
It's not often Britain's three main political parties agree on anything, but they do agree that Murdoch's $17 billion bid for ownership of Sky B must be delayed. Labour Party leader Ed Miliband told Sky News why he tabled the motion.
It's not conceivable that Rupert Murdoch could expand his reach in the British media while the issues of criminality are still being investigated and while there's so much that seems to be coming out day by day.
In the last week, shares in News Corporation have fallen 14%, wiping about $5 billion off the value of the company. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The National League has won its second straight All-Star game, defeating the American League 5-1. Milwaukee Brewers slugger Prince Fielder hit a three-run homer to break open the game and earn Most Valuable Player honors. American League manager Ron Washington was left shaking his head.
We ended up giving up one big inning, and they didn't give up any. So I think you just got to credit the pitching.
The win gives the National League the home field advantage for this year's World Series. Opening statements are scheduled today in the trial of former baseball pitching star Roger Clemens, who's accused of lying to Congress about using banned performance-enhancing drugs. A jury of 10 women and 2 men has been selected to hear the case. Defense attorneys are indicating they'll argue that the House committee overstepped its authority when it held the hearing at which Clemens is accused of lying. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.